too. Dr. Frankel is short, practically a midget. When he sits in his plush leather office chair, his legs dangle 2 or 3 inches off the ground. The ground, in this case, being some kind of Persian tapestry rug over a hardwood floor, a rug covered in patterns like abstract palm trees, a rug I've stared at and tried to decipher at least 5,000 times in the last 2 years. I'm not sure how my parents found this guy, or how they're paying for him. What I do know is that my visits have finally been cut down to twice a month. So I guess I'll be staring at that goddamn pattern a little less now, won't I? Dr. Frankel coughs. Besides being incredibly short, he is also incredibly fat. He has these giant bushy eyebrows, and a huge nose and a gullet neck, and he wears shiny tracksuits like a mobster. Really, I think the reason I stare at the carpet so much is that he's actually kind of hard to look at. But I mean, I guess he's a pretty good doctor. The meds I'm on right now seem to be working. And that is the point. Miles, my boy. That's what he always calls me. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Miles, my boy. How have things been? Better? He's eating baby carrots out of a bag, so I keep my eyes focused on that strangely patterned rug of his. I don't know. I cross and uncross my legs. He crunches noisily. The Zyprexa seems to be a winner, no? My eyes drift over to the built-in shelves with the rows and rows of different self-help books and things. A bunch of them he actually wrote himself, including the newest one, Schizophrenia in the Adolescent Male, Signs, Symptoms, and Treatments. That's the one he wrote about me. Well, me and these two other kids I see separately in the waiting room from time to time. Not that I've ever spoken to them. I've never talked to anyone else with this disease. And of course, I haven't read his book either. If I want to see other schizophrenics, I don't really have to look too far. This is San Francisco. I see him standing on every street corner downtown, yelling at cars and talking to shit that isn't there. Those are my peers. The people who construct helmets out of plastic coolers and cardboard boxes, trying to keep the voices out. The people whose clothes are so black with dirt and oil.